Now, Boris Johnson says it's the biggest breakthrough in tackling coronavirus since the start of the pandemic, but it's been around forever, this thing. It's been around for 60 years. Research by UK scientists has found that a cheap and a widely available steroid significantly reduces the risk of dying for seriously ill patients. Let's talk about this and a little bit more too with Kevin Mortimer, Professor of Respiratory Medicine at Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, which is, as we know, the forefront of research at this time. Morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
When you heard this news yesterday, like the rest of us, I mean, you may have known about it a day or two before, but this is a big breakthrough, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it's absolutely fabulous news. It's a breakthrough for science. It's a really good example of science in action and the powering up of all of these wonderful UK resources we've had in research and the NHS to try and find solutions to this problem. And this finding is really, really important. The magnitude of the effect on saving lives was, I think, has taken everyone by surprise. It's a wonderful development, offers a lot of hope for those really the most sick people with COVID-19, not just in the UK, but right around the world.
And it just goes to show, I suppose, that we are looking forward and we are trying to discover new things, but looking back at the stuff that we've got still there on the shelf and has been on the shelf for 60 years, you know, that's important too.
Absolutely. And I think that this particular trial, the recovery trial led by the Oxford University, has literally done just that in a really remarkable way. They took a whole load of off-the-shelf treatments, including dexamethasone, which we've had for decades, that held promise, and put them into trials alongside much newer developments, including plasma from people who have survived from COVID-19. So they've done a really remarkable job of getting this study up and running so very quickly. And of course, we're lucky right across the NHS, including in our region, to have been able to participate and include patients in this important trial.
So I suppose, in a way, as we strive to find a vaccine for COVID-19, you know, this steroid could just be one of the little jigsaw pieces, but a corner piece, a really important piece in the jigsaw. Is that a good way to look at it?
It's a really good way of looking at it, that we've got all of those interventions that we're all part of this jigsaw. We're all doing our bit as members of the public. There's science doing its bit. There's the NHS, the politicians, and those different interventions, the public health interventions, the prevention interventions, the vaccine, as you've mentioned, which is also being studied here in Merseyside. And then treatments for people who have contracted the disease.
Of course, this is not a vaccine or a cure, but it is a treatment, and it's a game changer, as we mentioned before. There's a part of me that wants to get carried away and punch the air, and I think there will be a lot of people like that, because it's just good to wake up to some good news for a change, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had our wonderful Bertie Squire on the radio with his crumbs of comfort. I would say this one for me is a whole Victoria sponge of comfort. but we mustn't be complacent. You're completely right there. So a little punch in the air, and there's some other hopefully exciting developments on the way, and there's lots and lots of work going on to try and develop improved diagnostics and to get this vaccine evaluated, but absolutely we can't be complacent, because we're seeing, of course, around the world that this disease continues to be a major problem, especially in places like South America. And of course, at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, we remain very concerned about what's going to happen in Africa.
We watch the press briefings every night with regularity, and I think it was Sir Patrick Vallance last night, the chief scientific advisor. He said the epidemic, it's shrinking, but it's not shrinking fast, suggesting this means still moving very carefully over lockdown. And the week that we've had, the shops have started to open. The footy's back on tonight, so will we start to back Healy's press conferences at 5 and 6 o'clock? You know, we still need to be very, very cautious. We still need the baby steps here, don't we?
Completely. I think it's another little punch in the air that the direction is in the right direction. And if it's slow, okay, so be it. But as long as it continues in the right direction, and that we're careful as these opportunities to resume our normal lives open up, and we start to take them. And that certainly resonates with our experience at in the local hospitals as well. Thankfully, this is becoming an increasingly unusual diagnosis to make rather than the main diagnosis.
And I know you work, at the forefront. You work in the hospitals too, and the admissions, that they're still falling at the moment. We'd like not, of course we would, but, you know, we need to be realistic. But they are falling away now.
Yes, substantially. So I'm lucky to work at on Ward 23 at Aintree University Hospital, and we've seen a remarkable drop in the number of new admissions with this disease. So I guess with my own eyes, it's really heartening to see the progress happening on that front. So really, really reassuring. Another little punch in the air, but but of course, little by little, cautious progress.
We're getting there, and. Another positivity as well, that the Isle of Man, they've lifted all lockdown measures now. Slightly different for them. Of course, they've a smaller population, and travel to from the island was stopped. So it would naturally follow that it would be pretty difficult, you know, for the virus to take hold there. But, you know, we've got listeners in the Isle of Man. They're listening to us, you know, this morning. So it's something, it's a little glimmer of hope to see that they've got back to normal there.
Yeah, completely. It feels like a day of lots of glimmers of hope, all adding up. Let's hope it just continues like that, hey?
Well, when we're through this and when we can come up and hand you over the biggest Victoria sponge cake for you and your colleagues that you've ever seen, we'll certainly do that. And you can leave the crumbs of comfort for Bertie, who'll be on the list
tomorrow.
I'll
leave a few crumbs,
thank you. Kevin, lovely to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much. And I know it's been a really difficult and a busy time for you and all your colleagues, but it's been a real boon for our listeners. It's been a real privilege to have you on the programmes, not only this programme, but right the way through the day with Roger and Salty and everybody else. It's been a real, real comfort just to get the facts, you know, from the professional people who deal with this every single day. So we can't thank you enough for that. It's 8:15. This is BBC.